The Pentagon thinks I'm nuts, Mark.
What have you done? Are you a drone?
The Pentagon thinks I'm nuts.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Evidently, a Freedom of Information request has unearthed a manual from the Pentagon labeling Catholics, of which I proudly am one, as extremists. Same with evangelicals.
Mm. Oh, well, we're in good company. George Washington and Jesus himself.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Abe Lincoln, too.
Friday, and some folks at the Pentagon are nuts. Hello,
well,
folks.
I'd like to have them parachuted into Iran, you know.
There you go.
See how happy they are then.
Happy Friday. We're in happy Texas today, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Special broadcast of the program today. Coming to you live and direct from happy Texas on a happy Friday.
You know that wild man, Hank Trilby, is actually writing his own I Have a Dream speech.
Is that right?
He's going to present it next week. It is, you know, I begged, he really has the greatest of respect for Martin Luther King, so it's not going to be any kind of a racial inflammatory, but it is pretty outrageous. So he's...
Well, maybe we'll be celebrating that 50 years from now.
Well, I would think so.
Exactly right. Well, I listened to a tremendous interview with the niece of Dr. King.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
Who is the head of African-American outreach for Priests for Life. She's very pro-life.
Really?
Yeah. And she talked about how, you know, important salvation and a Christian message was to Martin Luther King and how it was so absent from the 50-year commemoration.
Absolutely. She talked. We had a small little interview with her and Ben Carson. We got off of Fox, and she said the spiritual side is totally neglected.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
That was his cousin, his niece, wasn't it?
And she, I forget what the deal was, but there was some controversy over her role in the event as well.
Oh, sure.
She was, you know,
she's
originally scheduled to perform some songs and then taken off the program and, you know.
Oh, well, you know who else wasn't there? Congressman West and, you know, the black conservatives aren't welcome. How absurd is that? They're being discriminated against because of what they believe on the 50th anniversary of I Have a Dream, where brothers were all brothers, you know, under children of God.
There's a little controversy brewing that some Republicans opted out. In fact, the Washington Post has a story saying, you know, Eric Cantor was hanging out with oil people rather than be at the Martin Luther King event. But, of course, it sounds like they invited him rather late. These events were scheduled. I don't know. It just, you know.
Well, anybody that thinks that Eric Cantor doesn't get the Declaration of Independence is wrong. The Republican Party was formed on the Declaration of Independence.
And, you know, I mean, here's my take on it. If Kevin Cramer, for instance, is in Israel with Eric Cantor and says, why don't you come to North Dakota? He told the story. I pulled out his BlackBerry right there and said, well, let's find a date. Okay. Kevin sets up an event. They agree to a date, everything else. Okay, a week later, the organizers of the Martin Luther King event say, would you like to speak at this event? And he says, well, I'm going to Kansas. I'm going to North Dakota. I'm going to Ohio. I have these other events. You know, what do? Cancel those?
That would be a tough call, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and he actually went out of his way to say, I can be there because I have these events, but I'll try and find some other Republicans who can, and wasn't able to get anybody to go. But I think that sort of misses the whole point.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway, What's on Your Mind is the program that will begin next hour with Steve Bakken and I, and we do our normal or nuts Friday. A couple of guests. Lynn Helms will be here. Lynn is the top oil and gas regulator in the state of North Dakota. And we're talking with him about some new rules that will be governing oil and gas production and also just how things are looking. I yesterday had the pleasure of meeting with some foreign visitors. Lynn spoke right before Gary Emmeneth. And I did. We talked just a little politics with them about the conservative politics and a group mostly from Germany.
Really?
But a couple of Italians along as well. And they were just riveted about the North Dakota energy story. So
all right.
Lynn did a nice job with them. There was a little gathering at the governor's residence last night, a little barbecue in the backyard.
At the governor's residence?
There was, and for the speakers and then also for the dignitaries, for the visitors.
Well, which one were you?
I was one of the speakers.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so I was speaking to the foreign visitors, and we all gathered in the...
Do you speak in several languages?
I didn't know. They're fluent English.
Oh.
They're that's all I know. and some of them, you wouldn't even know that English isn't their first language, because they were darn good.
Cool.
Yeah, so anyway, Len and his wife were there last night, and a chance to visit a little bit about...
He is really sharp. I've heard him a few times, too, and really powerful and got his hands completely around the whole energy thing.
Jack and Betsy Dalrymple were our hosts, of course, and the Attorney General Wayne Stengem was there. Some legislative leaders, Bob Martinson, who's a Republican from Bismarck in the House, and Ray Holmberg, who's a senator from Grand Forks, Republican, host this group. It's called a Global Bridge Leadership Group. This particular group goes all over the world.
Wow.
And it's, you know, started as a German initiative and has ended up more of an EU thing now. But just to you know, have dialogue with other political leaders all around the world. So, interesting group.
Wow.
Imagine that. And they just go all the time. You know,
you think they're accomplishing something? At least brotherhood, but they are finding some common ground?
Yeah, they were sharing some of their, you know... It's a way for leaders to meet other leaders, you know. So it's you know, it's networking, and it's, you know, but it's...
No, even the oil minister of Saudi Arabia was nervous about North Dakota. Had a statement last week.
Yeah, we're glad. Keep them nervous. Anyway, besides Lynn Helms at 9:30 on the program, North Dakota's Insurance Commissioner Adam Hamm will join us. Some work they're doing on background checks for insurance agents. I want his take on Obamacare, too. You know, and what that's going to do for the cost of insurance to North Dakotans. A lot of other states are starting to estimate the costs are going to go through the roof. You need to know what to prepare for. It might embolden you to get into the game, you know.
I think we all need to exercise and eat pickles. We need to do healthy things like that.
I see. Well, that's a good idea. Still going to pay more for insurance. With Obamacare. You know what I'm saying?
And I actually heard that they said that you can't have large deductible policies. You know, people that really want to examine the costs, want to have large deductibles, are healthy, have medical savings accounts. They're thwarting those sensible market ideas.
Exactly right. What else is news?
Well, you got to be impressed with the bison tide that's flowed into Manhattan, Kansas, front page of the Forum. Talk about a big game tonight.
So it transcends sports even. That's news, isn't it?
Sometimes it is, you know. It's like the Red Hawks winning another championship. They get on the front page. And
how about the Fighting Sioux? They opened up last night, too, beat Valparaiso 69-10.
That's just incredible.
Holy buckets.
And the Gophers did well, so we've got a lot of smiling faces.
Anyway, we'll get more of the sports at the bottom of the hour. Syria is turning into a mess.
Well, now with the English, with the...
The Brits.
Brits said, no, we shan't be there. We shan't help you.
You know why they did what they did. Public opinion is wildly against any role for the Brits. No. And I dare say it's the same here.
I was amazed at your interview with Bolton. In fact, we reran some of it because he's basically saying, we stand against this stuff, but which side do you pick? You know, how very dangerous this is. And then he talked about the weakness of Obama.
And here's the biggest weakness, I think. You have to make the case. You have to go tell, in other words, yes, public opinion is against it now because nobody's making the case.
Right.
You know, go on and explain how this is in our interest.
Right. It's so ambiguous.
But it seems like a distraction to this administration. They don't, you know, it's a nuisance to have to deal with the issues.
And they are weak. Bullies are weak. And with Putin, who is truly a man, you know, standing up there and whack Minajob and those lunatics in Iran, they have proven that they'll go fight anybody. You know, they lost 500,000 kids fighting Iraq way back in the day.
Despite the Brits saying no, reports are that the U.S. is prepared to do it anyway. President Obama has been consulting oil experts as he weighs action against Syria. I guess there's probably one motivation for him. He sees a possible spike in oil prices and another hit to the economy.
Well, that's right. He wants to have energy prices go way up so we use less and ride a trike.
Yeah, well, then he probably shouldn't do anything, right?
Of course, I wonder how many zillions of gallons his 15 jets have cost for his dog and his his baby elephant.
Don Rumsfeld, the former Secretary of Defense, made the point to the White House, justify the Syria attack.
Right.
Tell us why it's necessary. You know? Meanwhile, the Department of Justice is saying they will not sue to block state pot legalization laws in Colorado and Washington, despite it being against federal laws. It's amazing what they choose to take on, isn't it?
You know, here's the way it's... Executive orders have always in the past simply been dealing with the administrative branch. And now we have a president who's required to uphold laws and enact laws and defend laws and execute laws, and he's picking and choosing. Not right.
A little preview of our normal or nuts topics coming up in What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken will join me, and then Mark will be back to talk about the Bison and the Sioux and the Twins and sports and more at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be, but if you stay here right beside me, watch as the storm blows through and I need you.
What's on Your Mind preview program. Hi, friend Scott Hillen on a Friday edition of the program. The preview first, the show after 9 this morning with Steve Bakken and I on a Normal or Nuts Friday. Good morning, Steve, and happy Friday to you.
Good morning. A little foggy out here in Bismarck today. A lot of places in western North Dakota, foggy.
Yeah, that's just that that residual of this enormous amount of heat and humidity out there.
Sticky. I like it.
I do, too. I'm not complaining, and it, I see it's already going to take a, you know, pretty much of a deep dive with about a 20-degree drop in temperatures beginning on Sunday.
Not a fan.
No. So, we're going to talk about the new normal today on the program a little bit. I've found a story that I think is rather interesting, and it has to do with smartphones. Have you noticed the impact on human interaction that smartphones is having?
Yeah.
You ever been in a room where, you know, you got four or five people and supposedly you're meeting about something and, you know, three of the five have their phone heads buried in their phones?
And you know what? Until very recently, I was horribly guilty of that myself.
What do you mean until very recently? Have you had a little epiphany on it or what?
Yeah. You know what? People are more important.
You know,
interaction with somebody you're with is more important than a virtual reality chat or being connected to something else that's not intangible to you at the moment. So, yes, I have.
I'm actually attempted
to... I shut the damn thing off now. Going into a meeting or going into, you know, if I'm having dinner with somebody, shut it off. Leave it in the car. Actually, I just leave it in the car a lot.
Yeah, I do, too. If I'm going into a meeting, I leave it in the car because it's otherwise, it's just because, you know, it buzzes, it dings, it's calling your name constantly. But our smartphone use, when I say our, the vast majority of folks is seemingly at every function, every event of life. And our question today, is it out of control or is it to be expected in the modern age? Do you ever shut it off? You ever told a friend or a loved one to shut it off? So,
I've not told anybody to shut it off, but honestly, I would hope you would never have to get to the point where you'd have to ask somebody to shut it off, because that probably is indicative of a bigger problem.
Is our smartphone use reached the level of nuts, or is it normal? I mean, there's good things. A prime example today, I dropped off our daughter at school, and she forgot some notes. So I'm a block from school, and she calls, "Dad, I forgot my notes." I said, "I'll run home and get them and bring them back to you." Now, I'm glad she had a phone, right? Perfect. But...
yeah, but she wasn't sitting in a classroom yet at that point either. She wasn't engaged with somebody else at that point either. You know, if you're in a one-on-one engagement with somebody... shut it off. You don't need it. But the lone exception I could think of that would be if you're waiting for your wife to announce that she's going into labor, meet me at the hospital, or something along that nature. Or if you're waiting for information that's vitally important and you need to be contacted. Other than that, shut it off.
There is a video on YouTube that was posted just in the last week or so, August 22nd. And it is, it's entitled, "I Forgot My Phone." It has 14 million views already on YouTube. And it's sort of the inspiration for this discussion. So anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit today on the program.
Take this a little bit further, though. Did you just see the law that New Jersey just passed? Now, I have no question at all it's going to get overturned and it's not be found valid, but they're going as far, and this goes into smartphones and texts and Facebook and things of that nature being so invasive into our lives that it's become a crutch. If you text somebody in New Jersey and they get in an accident subsequently, guess who gets a fine, ticket, prosecuted? The person that sent the text. Now, there's no way to know that somebody's driving when you sent them a text, so there's no validity to this law. It's going to get tossed out. But when that has to come to the point of making laws on that side of this, because it's that big of a social issue, it's that big of an intrusion into your lives, maybe we should pay a little closer attention.
Yeah, and I'm glad we're recognizing this a little bit. It'll be a fun discussion today on the program. The North Dakota Democratic Party calling House Majority Leader Eric Cantor the Grim Reaper of the Farm Bill upon his visit to the state to get a firsthand look at the oil boom. Shouldn't we really welcome national leaders of any party to pay attention to what we're doing here and maybe show them a little more respect when they come? This seems like it's over the top on the part of the Democrats, but
yeah,
I guess...
This is an opportunity to showcase what we have here in North Dakota. Party politics be damned. I don't care if it's a Republican, a Democrat, a Tea Partier. I don't care. Anytime we have an opportunity to highlight North Dakota on a national stage to a national leader, how is that not a win? How is that
and maybe this is just what you do in political warfare. You know, somebody comes and they're the opposite party, you blast away. But I'm thinking they jumped the shark here a little bit. We'll ask our listeners about that. Did you hear about this gay pizza delivery driver in Fargo that says he was assaulted while delivering a pizza and claims anti-gay slurs were uttered while he was being attacked? Police locally are saying, hey, there's no statue in North Dakota for a hate crime based on sexuality. So some are saying, hey, we need one. Do we? Are we lacking in the hate crime legislation, do you think? You know, my view is a crime is a crime. I don't.
Crime is a crime. No, my thing is, how did they know he was gay? If that's what he's claiming, how did they know he was gay? Because it was my understanding in that case that he was attacked by people he didn't know. I used to manage a couple pizza places back in college and did deliveries, and sometimes when there's drunk people involved at 1:30 in the morning, it's a little sketchy. I didn't verbally harass myself. To a certain degree, that's part of the territory, but...
That's another one we'll tackle today, and also this morning... I'm with you. I think crime is crime, too, and also this Montana judge is under fire after he said a 14-year-old victim of rape was chronologically older than her age and sentenced a former teacher of hers to just 31 days in jail for that rape. That's the judicial outrage of the week, I guess. We almost have them weekly. We'll tackle that one and more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312. Or online at gtmwt.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The blue shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend, take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day, a Friday edition of the program we call... What do we call it? You know, Mark, don't we? What's on your mind? When we want to know the answer to that very question, what's on your mind? And what's on your mind generally begins with some things that are happening in the news and the sports and the weather. And so this is the What's on Your Mind preview hour. And Steve Bakken and I will tackle the topics we just ran through a moment ago. Coming up shortly. So stay tuned for that. Mr. Mark Skogerbo is here. And we're going to tell you about some sports. You're revved up for the Bison Kansas State game, aren't you?
I think it's pretty cool.
You know, pop up some popcorn and watch that one on the tube?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or listen on the radio. I think I might be going to the cities for the Labor Day thing.
What's the Labor Day thing?
Well, the time, the period. The
to enjoy the weekend.
Mm.
I was actually planning on going to the Minnesota State Fair tomorrow, but when I saw the forecast, I just said, that doesn't sound fun.
What's the forecast?
Hot. Like super hot.
It's really affected their attendance too.
Yeah. What's that? It is messing up their attendance? Is it? Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I am with you. So, give me the sports headlines there, my man.
Well, a big headline is almost $750 million to give to people that had football concussions. That's a huge kind of a non-competitive story. The Twins managed to lose their fifth in a row. Kansas City is up, and the Twins are floundering. Let's just face it. They're really floundering, and got a couple of more days till the deadline for trade. Many of our best players are on the block. Willingham and Morneau, Carrera. Are being mentioned. So I am nervous. I'll be very relieved when it's kind of like the people that are in the grain trade. You know, you don't know what's going to happen over the weekend, how bad the weather's going to affect grain and stuff. Well, that's how I feel a little bit about the Twins. I might come back here with some sad news on Tuesday. But the football world is pretty exciting.
You're a little apprehensive about it.
I am. I'm apprehensive. But, you know, I kind of rationalize and get my brain cooked around some great-looking rookies. And I try to stay positive. I'm like an old Mets or a Cubs fan. I'll never give up on the Twins. But, you know, I'm forced into reality when they're behind by a zillion games and not many left. But then football is getting fun, so I think I'll spend some time. The Vikes won. 24-23. Their B team looked pretty stout.
They needed to win.
They really did. They did. They needed that. And UND just completely blew away Valparaiso.
How do you say that? Valparaiso.
Yeah, Valparaiso. I probably forgot a syllable or two.
Valparaiso. I don't think you say it. Yeah.
But the upcoming Bison game against the Big 12 champs in Manhattan, Kansas, was above the fold in the Forum. There's a lot of people, including our good managers down there, Dustin. So the Bison have a huge, one commentator said it's the biggest game in their history to go against somebody of this kind of storied record and background, even though they're going for their three-peat, you know, in their division.
They have a new stadium renovation.
Yeah.
Down there as well. What does that stadium hold?
They're expecting at least 50,000. So yeah, right, that's going to be just a little daunting to the Bison lads. Just a little.
Is there an over-under in this game? What do we think is going to happen?
Well, even some of the most solid Bison fans, devotees, know that this would be an upset they would talk about for years. They're the underdog. I suppose over-under for around 10.
Who's Stuart Mandel, you know?
No.
Sports Illustrated writer?
Oh.
You read him?
Oh, I don't. I don't read Sports Illustrated for a while.
He, in his college football pickoff for the first week of the season, he has the Bison defeating the Wildcats 17-14 in his upset special section.
Well, that is just amazing.
It's his first ever career FCS over an FBS pick.
Wow. Well, they're a solid team. They are really stout, and they are considered the favorite to repeat as champs in their division.
He cited the recent record against FBS teams, the fact Kansas State is breaking in a new quarterback and 10 new defensive starters, so.
Will be fun.
Won't that be something?
Yeah. And even the goofers, I used to take care of a young man that had some challenges, and when they would lose, his dad would call him the goofers, and he'd start to scream and cry.
It's kind of like the Twinkies, Twinkies and the Vi Queens.
That's right. He would react the same way. This kid was very, very rigid in his outlook on life. But the
goofers did win.
The goofers did win. Big two special team touchdowns. So, you know, that was pretty stout going on. The Red Hawks won again. They took one night off as to celebrate their championship, and then they just kicked Amarillo. Amarillo scored 3 runs in the second inning, and that was it. Lights out from their pitching staff, and then along comes the fifth inning, and boom, 5 runs for the Red Hawks. So they're getting ramped up. We might even have a couple of tickets to give away for tonight's, I think it's the last game. So we'll see if we do.
Let's just look right over here. Yeah, because in September they're on the road, aren't they?
Yeah,
you're right, Mark. This is it.
So, folks, be listening in the second hour of the Common Sense Club. We might give away some free Red Hot Talk tickets tonight. I think we have a few left.
It's kind of a sad time when we say it's, you know, I don't like to see summer go.
No. But it's kind of encouraging that it's too hot to go to the state fair in a perverse way.
It is.
You know.
Just got a note from my buddy Blair Thorson. He said, we're in the cities, and a little heat isn't keeping us away from the fair tomorrow.
You know, I used to.
Tough.
I worked every shift for Norm Coleman at the state fair in his booth when he ran and beat the tag team of Mondale and Wellstone. And it was getting there early. It was really fun. Being the first people at the fair and watching it grow. I was there like 7:30 every morning. Setting up, it was great. I love the state fair, and a couple of times I've gone to virtually every minute of its being open for different booths or stuff.
Did you go look at the? Isn't the butter sculptures the big deal then?
It's crazy, you know. It's crazy. Beautiful, and there you'll see Miss Dairy Queen, and she's usually quite lovely. There's so many neat things there. You know, the butterflies and the fish and the. And of course the grandstand, the great acts, and it's a wonderland. And of course the food is off. They fry everything. I mean, everything is deep fried. It's unbelievable. Twinkies even.
That's a bit much for me.
Yeah, a bit much for me. But I think that pickles and turkey legs are in the original food groups.
Blair has promised he's going to have a pronto pup in my honor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
You like pronto pups?
Yeah. What is a pronto pup exactly? Like a corn dog, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, some people call it a pronto pup.
Is there a difference between a corn dog and a pronto pup?
The pronto pup gets there quicker.
Gets where quicker?
to your hand, to your stomach.
It does?
I think it got some accelerating in the coating. Some,
thus the name Pronto?
Some digest. I'm just making that up. I don't know. It just seems like a fast puppy to me.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a Wikipedia description of a Pronto pump.
I think it's a synonym for a corn dog, but correct us if we're wrong.
Brand name.
You think it's like Kleenex and the tissue kind of deal or what?
Yeah. Northern
according to Wikipedia.
Yeah. Oh.
Chris has already got the answer.
He's a good producer, ain't he?
Yeah.
It's a Pronto Pup company. It's a company based in Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. There's a company called Pronto Pup. Do you know I was at Cloverdale Foods yesterday?
Wow.
Do you ever do you have a brand favorite when you go pick out some bacon or brats or hot dogs?
Yeah, Laddie's Bacon in Grand Forks. The greatest bacon I've ever had in my life.
L&M Meats.
Crazy good.
Yeah, it is good stuff. No question about it. I'm talking about the big names.
Mm.
No brand loyalty of any kind?
I like Hillshire sausage.
Do you?
I do.
It's Wisconsin, isn't it?
I think it is.
Hillshire, it seems to be Wisconsin because Cloverdale is North Dakota.
Yes. Well, if Cloverdale...
100-year history, almost.
Oh.
In North Dakota.
What all do they make at Cloverdale?
Well, they have... trying to find Hillshire Farms to make sure it's Wisconsin. But they have, bacon, and they have hot dogs, and they have brats, and they have all kinds of sausage meat, and Polish sausage.
I can't remember ever eating one. What is wrong with me?
I don't know, but you better get on that.
Well, I do. I'm a connoisseur of that sort of thing.
Big Flavor Country. That's their moniker. And they are about to celebrate 100 years.
Will there be any free num-nums?
Here, I have their complete list of the products. You ready?
Mm.
Bacon.
Mm.
Summer sausage. Frank's ham, rib, sausage, bologna.
Mm.
Sandwich, easy slice meats.
Oh.
They make some things for Schwann's, too. So if you get Polish sausage from Schwann's or you get bacon from Schwann's, you're getting Cloverdale meats.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Made products.
Yeah.
Nice little tour of the place yesterday. We're going to be doing...
Did you like the way it smelled?
I did, very much. They have a kitchen right off of the executive suite, which is all made up like a farming community, an old bank and a barn and, general store. And very neat. You kind of just...
Where exactly is it?
Get the pioneer spirits in Mandan. So, kind of interesting there. Anyway, we got everything we need on... sports covered. I gave you a little run through of my day.
Well, the big event in the U.S. Open is kind of moving along. No big upsets other than Venus Williams fell. But so far, all of the big names in world tennis are moving towards the finals.
Founders Friday on the Common Sense Club?
Yes, sir. We've got Founders Friday. We're going to be looking... We're going to be talking about the founder's attitude about work, about how important it was that charity is something that doesn't devalue character. I'm going to be reading some things from Bennett's book about virtues, talking about some work things on a pre-Labor Day thing.
Plus the 28-day ceasefire smoke-free update with two of your characters. So
right, Marie and Leon, right. They're doing really well on their cutting up.
More coming up, folks.
And Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620, 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings.
Hey, Scott Hedlund with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. This is the What's On Your Mind preview program. Going to tell you about the weather forecast, what you can expect around the region today. And we're going to... There's a couple of guests joining us. Lynn Helms will be on the program today. Adam Hamm, North Dakota Insurance Commissioner. On a couple of topics in the news, but Fridays are fun just to kind of go rule-free. That's right. We're going to go rule-free and ask you a few... questions on our normal or nuts survey, and welcome any and all topics today on the program. All across the Northern Plains on 550 K-Fire, North Dakota's oldest radio station, biggest signal. It's our flagship out of Bismarck, North Dakota. For What's On Your Mind? Of course, AM 1100 The Flag. It's got a text from somebody listening to us in the Twin Cities. So it is a... Western Minnesota at a minimum, but I'm always amazed how folks listen well into Minnesota, as well as Eastern North Dakota, blowtorch. And then you have the Bakken covered north and south with KLTC in Dickinson and KTGO in Tioga, and of course KCJB in Minot covering the northern tier as well, 9, 10 a.m. on the dial. So we'll get set for What's on Your Mind. Steve Bachman and I taking your calls here coming up momentarily. All right, our forecast for today, let's start in the valley, and we're looking at a mostly cloudy day early, then gradual clearing, a high near 86 with a north wind around 7 miles an hour. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a possibility mainly while you rest. Assuming you have a fairly normal sleep schedule, this will be after 1 a.m. Partly cloudy, low about 66. Winds light, chance of precip about 30%. Saturday, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 87. That might have been $1 million rain yesterday. It might have been $1 million rain. I was talking to Jack Dalrymple about it, our governor, last night at a little picnic I was invited to as a speaker to this foreign group that was visiting. In fact, they're in the Bakken today and a coal mine. I think they're going to Coteau coal mine, so they'll see oil production and energy coal production today. But anyway, you know, the governor still has family land by Castleton, and he said, we absolutely needed it. Still thought there would be a crop insurance roll after a tough year, but it was a very important rain, without question. Saturday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 87, south wind at 8 to 11, becoming west-northwest in the afternoon. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Saturday night, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., partly cloudy, low around 58. Sunday, sunny, 71. We'll cool off. Labor Day, sunny, and 76. Monday, night, mostly clear with low around 54. Tuesday, back into the 80s. And by middle of the week, you know, it looks like 80s most of the week. But we might get some much-needed precip, continuation of some of that much-needed post of precip, rather, in the valley. It is one place where we really, really need it. There's just places that have not had any significant rain since June. So it is needed. Let's check out the oil patch for today. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, mainly afternoon. Some of those could be severe. Large hail, damaging winds, a possibility. Watching that. Sunny, high near 90. South wind at 8 to 11, gusting up to 18. Now tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m., a possibility. Some of those, again, could be severe. Partly cloudy, about 59 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and 79. The cool-off begins breezy with a west wind at 8 to 13. Saturday night, but 50 and clear. Sunday, only 73. Sunny. So, but Labor Day, Monday, back into the 80s and upper 80s by Tuesday. Back down to just about 80 on Wednesday and 86 on Thursday. But no precip, sunny skies, Sunday on in the oil patch. What are we looking at weather-wise around the region? Let's tell you right now. Fargo 66, a mist out there with the humidity up there at 94%, winds northeast at 12 miles an hour. Minot 72, Tioga 67, Williston 72, back to the valley, Grand Forks 64, again Fargo 66, and Jamestown 66, partly cloudy skies, so all pretty much in that same region. And again, on the oil patch, Williston 72, clear skies, Minot 72 and clear, Tioga 67 and clear with 90% humidity, winds so already calm. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, we'll start with the normal or nuts survey questions. Welcome your calls. Jot this number down, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. And then guests include Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, top oil regulator in the state. We'll talk about the latest on dealing with the oil boom, including production and the ongoing concerns on federal strings. Been a lot of visitors to the Bakken of late. We'll see what message Lynn has conveyed most. There's also some recent rule changes in the state, and so Lynn will update us on that as well. North Dakota's Insurance Commissioner Adam Hamm will be here. They are undertaking an effort to get background checks updated for insurance agents. We're going to talk about that. And they don't evidently have a lot of info on the impacts of Obamacare, but I do want to at least ask what their plans are to maybe get an assessment on the impacts for the consumer. How much will insurance cost? So, anyway, that and more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.